Hi there. The word for today is seek to glorify God. We've been talking about it for the last few days. In Philippians 1:29, we read, "For you have been given the privilege of suffering for him." Think of Gethsemane, the garden where Jesus himself wrestled with the will of God. "Take this cup from me," he said. It was a reference to the cup of wrath. Jesus knew he'd have to drink it to the dregs. But before he did, he asked his Father if he could take it away, if there was any other way. But then he qualified his request with the ultimate prayer of surrender. "Not my will, but yours be done." Our prayers tend to focus on external circumstances more than internal attitudes. Why? Well, we'd rather have God change our circumstances than change us, right? It's a lot easier that way. But we miss the point altogether. It's the worst of circumstances that often brings out the best in us. And if it's the bad things that bring out the good things, then maybe those bad things are good things in the grand scheme of things. Look, it's only when you've been tested that you have a testimony to share with others that'll touch them, move them. Yeah, you can be saved without suffering, but you can't be spiritually matured or equipped for service without it. That doesn't mean you go out and seek it out, but it does mean you see it for what it is, an opportunity to glorify God. Paul, who suffered greatly, writes, "For you have been given the privilege of suffering for him." So where did Paul find such strength? Perspective. Romans 8, verse 18, he says, "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." So the word for you today is seek to glorify God in every circumstance of life.